Started Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter, and today I wanted to share a message with you about the crutch and what's holding you back. And it's all coming from something that just happened in my life. So as most of you know, if you've been listening to the show over the last like 30 days, you know I am a little obsessed, well, maybe a lot obsessed with the Clifton Strengths and all the power of that. And I've been talking about taking the Clifton Strengths course so that I can become a Gallup certified a strengths coach. Well, the course started today. And last night, as I was, you know, washing my face, getting ready for bed, and you know how you're kind of playing through like, okay, what's the week going to look like? And what's the day going to look like? And I had this moment of like, holy crap, I'm really doing this. Like, I'm really taking this course this week. And what does that mean now? And it was this moment of panic of like, okay, like, excuse my French, but the shit's about to get real. And I know that once this course is done, it's time for me to get super clear, super serious, and really start maximizing my knowledge of Clifton Strengths to work my business and, you know, shift a few things around, get everything in place. But it's time to start implementing. Like, I can't keep saying I'm going to do something. Like, it's time to get to work and focused real work. And I'm not going to lie here. That thought was really scary because along with that thought came like, but what if I fail? What if I can't book any businesses? What if I'm no good at this? What if I suck? Like, what if all the what ifs, right? And it just got me thinking about how many times we hold on to something and we keep it as our crutch. Because when we hold the crutch, nobody expects us to just walk. Or they don't expect us to run, for sure, if we're using our crutches, right? If you physically are using crutches, if you've ever been on a crutch before, it's not fun and it slows you down. But people look at you with that empathetic, like, oh, you know, and they don't expect a lot of you. And definitely, like I said, they don't expect you to move fast. They don't expect you to run. And, you know, and it's okay because you have a crutch. And I just thought about that, like, how many times do we do that to ourselves? And for me, it was this course that I kept saying, well, you know, once I'm certified, I'll be able to do this. Once I get my certification, that's going to open up all the doors and I'll be able to do, you know, all these other wonderful things. It was my crutch because I didn't really have to do that thing yet. I didn't have to put myself out there yet. But this week, it's the beginning of removing that crutch. And it's scary. And I'm wondering, have you ever been in that place? Or maybe you're in that place now. And if you're really serious with yourself, there's a few crutches you've been holding on to. Maybe your crutch is that you want to start that new business, but you know, you have a full-time job and you have these other responsibilities right now. So, you know, next year we'll think about really doing that business. Or maybe you want to get started with coaching. But maybe some of you have done this, you've already paid for coaching, but you're not booking the courses because you know once you finish the coaching sessions, then it's time for you to go to work. So the coaching and the fact that you're not finishing them is your crutch because Because you're saying, well, I'm in coaching. I have a business coach. But in reality, it's your crutch right now. Or some of you have started the business, but you're using the fact that maybe you don't have a website set up, or you don't have this in place, or you have to go get a certification or another degree. I don't know. You know, and this is something that only you can really answer honestly. What is that crutch that might be holding you back? And you're holding on to it consciously or sometimes subconsciously. I didn't realize I was holding on to this, like, well, I'm not certified crutch until last night, that it became this like, holy crap moment. What do we do when we recognize that? Or why do we do that? Let's talk about why we do that. I think sometimes we hold on to those crutches because, again, not only do people not expect a lot from us, and we can use that as our excuse, but it's safety. It keeps us safe because when we remove that crutch and we actually have to start implementing things, we have to learn to walk, right? Or we have to run. Or in our business, we have to start performing. We have to start really putting ourselves out there. It's scary because when you put yourself out there, especially as a new entrepreneur or somebody who's changing things or adding a new service, you have to take a lot of risks. You're going to hear no. Nobody wants to hear no. We don't like no. We're going to get rejected in so many ways. We might even fail. Like I shared, that was one of my thoughts I had last night. Like, what if I'm not even any good at this? Even once I get trained, what if I still suck? Like, there's all these fears that we have. What if you totally fail? And I feel like those are some of the things that keep us stuck and keep us holding on to that crutch, or, you know, I would bring my sail analogies, that keep us tied to the dock, that won't let us venture off, you know, off of the docks to really experience what's out there. Because let me tell you what's out there. When we take that chance and we risk the no's and we risk the failure and we risk, you know, falling down and getting the bloody knees, on the other side of that are the yeses and the success and all the possibilities that lie ahead for you. Because as long as you stay holding on to that crutch, sure, you're not going to get the rejection. You're not going to fail. But you're also not going to succeed at the level you're supposed to. You're not going to feel totally in alignment and authentic and fulfilled in your calling as long as you stay tied to that dock and holding on to that crutch. So I just wanted to kind of share those thoughts with you as they were ruminating in my head. And if you can relate to that, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of homework here. I hope that's okay. And that homework is as simple as really, one, first identifying any crutches that you might be holding on to. And again, nobody's going to judge you for that. You have to be totally honest with yourself to identify that. And once you identify it, think about, why are you holding on to that crutch? What are you afraid of if you let go of it? And jot those down. You know, I'm great. You know, I believe in journaling. So jot those down. What are the things that you're afraid of? But then I want you to turn that around and start thinking about, what are the possibilities? What could happen that would be amazing once you let go of that crutch? Once you untie those dock lines, what are the possibilities? And then what's the next step? So number one, just identify, is there a crutch in your life that you're holding on to that's keeping you tied to the docks and not letting you see your full potential? Number two, what are you afraid of? And then what are the possibilities if you do move forward? And the last step is, the most important one, what will you do this week, preferably even in the next 24 hours, to break through and start letting go of that crutch, even if it's just a little bit, take one finger off of it, right? What's the next step you can start doing? Is it maybe if you really do need a website, which you probably don't. You probably don't really need a website right now. But is it that you need to take that course and actually do it? Do you even really need to take the course? That's another question to ask yourself. Is it that you need to book that next coaching session to a few of you? what is that next step you need to take in order to start letting go of the crutch? Get it out of your life, because there's so much success waiting for you on the other side. And I want to see you live life to the fullest and find that success that's out there waiting for you. All right, my friends, as we close this out, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Albert Einstein. And he says, "A ship is always safe at the shore, but that is not what it's built for." And I'm going to tell you, you're built for so much more. So let go of those dock lines. Release them. Get out there into that uncharted territory. You know I'm there to help navigate and guide you along the way. That's what I love to do. And hey, guess what? At the end of this week, I'm going to have all the coursework done. Well, there's still a few other things. And I'm going to be looking for women and guys to start coaching with their strengths, because my crutch is going to be gone. So if you want more information on that, let me know. I'm going to be offering quite a few little things that I'm super excited about. Still kind of working on them, but they'll be there for you. All right, my friends, until next time, go out and make it a wonderful day.